Welcome back to another episode of the Solitude and Single Track podcast, where we talk about our lives as off-grid RV nomads living and competing with our dirt bikes. I'm Zoe Anderson, your host on this podcast, and today let's talk about a very hard pill to swallow for a lot of people, myself included. This is something that I've been wanting to work on, and I have been working on it, but you know, progress is not always linear, so it's something that I'm continuing to try to work on. We're talking about accepting where you are in your riding journey. And if you think that this doesn't apply to you, you're probably who it applies to most, let's be honest, because we're talking about egos here. Let's set our egos aside and let's accept where we are as a rider. A lot of people like to think that they are a lot better than they really are. And the truth of the matter is, you're only as good as the work that you've actually put into it. That goes to say with everything in life. It's not just about riding, but of course, riding is what we talk about here, so I'm going to make it apply to riding. But you can take this in whatever way you'd like to take it, because, like I said, it applies to everything. I went to college to be a musician, and obviously, I don't really play music anymore. And there were times, I'm a classical major, but I did a lot of jazz. I switched from jazz to classical midway through. And when I was studying jazz, we did a lot of soloing and following changes. And I always thought that I was better than I really was. And I would get really frustrated when I messed up on a solo or I wasn't following the changes right. And the reason I was so bad at it was because I just didn't practice as much as I should have. I didn't practice as much as the other people who were better soloists than I was. This caused me to have really, really low confidence. I mean, I'm not a very confident person at all. So it was hard for me to get up on stage because I have like bad performance anxiety, and it was already hard enough. And when I get up there, already, you know, peak anxiety, plus I didn't really know what I was doing because I didn't work on it, I would always fall apart. And that goes to say with almost everything in my life. So this is something that as an almost 30-year-old person, I really, really need to work on and I strive to be better about. But anyways, yeah, so I was never good at soloing. There were certain things that as a musician, I just didn't work on enough. And sometimes I would tend to work on the things I was really good at, which didn't really help me progress in the areas that I needed help on. And this is something that I see a lot of dirt bike riders doing, myself included. I'm not taking myself out here. I do the same thing, which is why I wanted to talk about it on my podcast. You can't be upset about being bad at something that you haven't worked on. And I think it was a Rich Larson episode I was watching once about, I think he was teaching double blips or something like that. And he mentioned that there's all these people who think that they should be better about doing double blips or front wheel placement because they've done it successfully a handful of times. Well, that's the problem, is you've done it successfully, but you've only done it successfully a handful of times. There's this theory that it takes 10,000 hours of practice to become a professional or an expert at something. And the same thing applies to dirt bikes. It applies to everything. You have to put in a massive amount of time before you are extremely proficient enough to have a scale down that it's reliable at any given moment. My Achilles heel is, and has been for a long time, wheelies. I can do a wheelie now. Last year I could not do a wheelie. Have I practiced wheelies? Yeah, I've practiced them a lot. Have I practiced them enough? No, I can get my front wheel up. Am I always successful at the rate of wheelie or the amount of wheelie I get? No, I'm not, because I haven't practiced enough. And this is something that I know that I need to work on personally. I've definitely ridden with people who will take a hard trail or even a trail that's not that hard, and they'll think that they'll be really good at it, and they'll crash a couple times, and they'll get really upset. And I'm no exception. I've definitely done that, where I think, you know, I should be better than this. But when you sit back and you think about it, no, you shouldn't be better at it because you haven't worked on it. It's really easy to compare yourself to other people, and especially other people who have been riding for a less amount of time. For example, over the weekend, I spent a lot of time with some newer riders, people who've been riding for probably 2 years or less, and I'd watch some of them ride, and I'm like, holy shit, like, you're way better than me when I was only a year in. because when I was a year in, I was still doing these moderate trails out here, which are not super hard. I was scared of rocks. I was scared of going downhill. I was scared of all these stupid little things. And I have been riding for, I don't know if I might have just said this and I just lost my train of thought. I have been riding for 7 years this year. And the first, I'm going to say five of them, I didn't really take seriously. I didn't really work on things. I stayed within my own little bubble. I only went out and I rode trails that I was comfortable with. And I never worked on the skills that I need to progress myself. I got better, sure, but I got better at a very, very slow rate. And so it wasn't until about last year, maybe 2 years ago, that I really started putting in the work and working on things that I needed to work on to progress as a rider. But I saw these girls over the weekend that, I mean, I'm not mad or anything about it, but it's this is what made me think of this podcast was the fact that somebody could get upset about that. Someone could say, well, they haven't been riding as long as me. Why are they better than me? And that's really easy to do. It's really easy to compare yourself, especially with the, you know, that infinite access to social media we have. We have so much to look at and so many people to watch and see and watch their progression. And honestly, we don't even see their progression. All we see is their successes and their highs. We never see the failures. We don't see the lows. So it's easy to say, I should be at that level because I've been riding for X amount of years, when that's not the case at all. We all have our own journey. We all ride our own ride, and we all are exactly where we are at this moment in time. And there's nothing you can do about it. You can't be upset about not being able to do certain things. You can't be upset about not wheeling if you've never worked on a wheelie in your life and you've only done it by doing power wheelies. You can't be upset about not being able to do clutch ups if you've never worked on it. You can't be upset about not being able to hop over a log if you've never worked on it. We are only as good as the work that we put into it. And you can make excuses all day long, but that's the truth of it. So there's things that I used to do that, you know, if you do these things, then maybe you should kind of reevaluate what your mindset is every time you get on the bike. I used to not ride hard trails, and I used to avoid trails that I sucked at. If I took a trail and I took a couple spills, I just straight up wouldn't ride it again. I would say, no, I hate that trail. I don't want to ride it. And, or I can't. That was my words of choice was I can't do this. And that is the biggest hindrance for anything. The I can't words will destroy you. It'll destroy your confidence. It'll destroy your desire, and it's going to destroy your progression. So if you're one of those riders that says, I can't do that, it's really hard to break out of that habit. But if you can at least add a I can't yet kind of mindset, that'll help so much. Another thing I used to do is I would get really, really upset about falling. So if I fell on a trail, I would get genuinely pissed that I fell. And falling's all part of it. And sure, I still get kind of upset with myself that I fall because honestly, I fall over the stupidest things. I'll go to put my foot down and nine times out of 10, my boot will get caught on my peg. It's so stupid. I know I should know how to avoid it and I should know how to fall better at this point, but I just don't. Why? Because I don't work on falling. I don't work on falling the proper way. So therefore, I fall in really shitty situations. So yeah, if you're just getting mad about every time you fall, it's gonna be a really crappy ride. Another thing that I used to do is I would only stay well within my comfort zone. I'm not just talking about, you know, just pushing yourself a little bit. I would stay so far in my bubble. Like say my range was here, was like, I guess if you're watching the video, if my range was here, I was staying in this range here. I would not go beyond that. I wouldn't push myself for speed. I wouldn't push myself for trails. I would just ride my own ride at my own pace, which is fine. But just know that you'll never progress if you don't push yourself. Like I mentioned earlier, like clutch ups and wheelies are something that I have been working on consistently recently and last year. And something that recently happened that was kind of an aha moment was I was trying to work on clutch ups. And I can do them, but I can't get clutch up to static. Meaning I can't get the bike from a standstill up in a wheelie and then hold it at, you know, 12 o'clock. I can't hold it there while standing on the ground. And I worked on it for a couple hours the other day, and I dropped my bike a couple times, and I was a little bit frustrated. Like, I wasn't, like, all bent out of shape or anything, but I was like, God, you know, I'm just thinking about why I couldn't get it done, and why I was so bad at it when I'd worked on it so much. Well, it's because I haven't worked on it enough. It's because I haven't worked on it the right way, and I haven't worked on it enough. I don't sit there for hours and hours working on clutch ups. I should, if I want to get better at it, but I haven't. I've only done a couple hours of working on it total. And I can do it, but I can't do it reliably. And so Taylor was helping me and giving me some pointers, and we found out that actually I was doing it wrong the whole time, which is why I was struggling so much. So now I am having to relearn how to do my clutch ups because the way I was doing it was incorrect. So that's another thing too, is like, you can totally learn things wrong and then be all pissed off that you learned it wrong and I have to relearn it. So it's just retraining your brain. If you are like this and you kind of relate to this, and be honest with yourself, don't play the ego card. Be completely honest. If this is you that I'm talking about, here's some tips to help break out of that habit and break out of that shell. And there's nothing necessary. I mean, there's nothing wrong with having that ego and thinking that you're farther along than you are, other than you're just not going to get any better. It's totally okay. Like, we all do this. Like, I feel like this is like kind of like the human way of doing things, because I know so many people who do it. But anyways, so tips. Stop comparing yourself. I think that's number one. Try to see somebody who is better than you, and maybe they haven't been riding as long, as a role model rather than competition. The biggest competition we have is ourselves. And I know that's really cheesy, but it's true. Like I said, we have so much access to social media that it's really easy to see all these people and only see their progresses, or not see their progression and only see their successes and their high points. And we don't see their low points, and we don't see how long it has taken them. So try to view them as role models. If there's something that they can do that you really want to know how to do that you can only kind of half-ass do, think about how you can work on that. Maybe start working on that. Look up some YouTube videos. Rich Larson, he is a fantastic explainer of things. I am not. That is something that I've always wanted to be good at, but I am not a good teacher. I'm a terrible coach. I will try to explain something and I will just get tripping over my words, and I'm a little bit dyslexic, and I'm also pretty ADHD, so it's really hard for me to put things into, you know, things that would make sense for other people. Another thing that you can do is try new things. That sounds really simple, but it can be really hard for people who are more timid riders like myself. Or even retrying hard things. Say you try to do a hill climb, or you tried to get over a log and you crashed and burned. Don't just quit. Don't just say, well, I can't do it. I don't want to do this today. No, dude, get up and you go hit it again. Go try something different. You know, maybe you're going too slow at it. Maybe your approach was bad. Try a different way. Try it again. My philosophy when I'm trying new things is I try to get it. It was 3 times. It has now moved up to 7 times. So if I can get it good 7 times, it doesn't have to be in a row, but if I can get it good 7 times, then that's when I allow myself to take a break and move on to something else. Sometimes it doesn't always work that way. Sometimes it does only become 3 when I'm really tired. But I get things more than 1 time to kind of help, you know, reinforce that thought in my brain that, yes, I can do this, and this is how I can do this. Oh, the next one is set some goals. They don't have to be big goals. They can be small goals. My very first goal when I started riding, and I think I talked about this in another podcast, was I remember riding my KX85 and taking this trail that I thought was really, really hard, but I would always do it because I really liked the trail. And I remember watching this girl on a, I don't know what kind of bike it was, but on a bigger bike, leading a group of people through there at a, what I thought was a pretty quick pace. And I'm like, man, I want to be as good as her someday. I don't know how good she really was, but I just wanted to be able to keep up with everybody else that I was riding with instead of being the worst, the slowest, the, you know, person that had to have their bike ridden out of things all the time. I didn't want to be that guy anymore. That was my only goal for a long time. Now my goals have come up from there quite a bit. Now I have smaller goals that are more specific. So right now my goal is to be able to do a clutch up to static, be able to do a pivot turn that's controlled. I just want to get more control of my wheelies, more controls of my pivot turns, things like that. That's just an example. Another tip would be accepting of critique. And I have a whole podcast about how it's hard and how we don't like to take unsolicited advice, especially from people who are close to us, like our spouse or our friends. But trying to be open of critique from people who are better than you will go a long way. I know it's not always easy to accept unsolicited advice, but sometimes it is helpful. You can always pick and choose what you take to heart and what you don't. But I always try to listen to the writers that are better than me about things that I'm doing wrong. And then, of course, the last thing that I would say would be a good tip would be to just have fun. Don't be miserable. Don't, you know, get in there and if you fall once, then all of a sudden, like, just have this dark cloud hanging over your head and being upset about things that you can't do. There's no use in that. It's not fun for you. It's not fun for anybody. I try to adopt I get to do this mindset rather than I have to do this mindset, because I get to do this sounds so much more positive than I have to do this. I mean, even though, you know, sometimes you do have to get over this log to finish the trail, but your thoughts could be, I have the opportunity to ride and work on this skill rather than I have to get over this log and just get through it, if that makes sense. So yeah, try new things, set goals, be accepting of some critique from better people, and have fun. That's all there is to it. And that sounds so simple, but all those things, like working together, will make you a better writer and make you more fun to be around and just have a more positive outlook on everything. When I was in high school, my band director used to have a saying, and he would always tell us to strive to be a half level above suck. And I know that sounds really negative, but if you think about it, it's actually really positive, because when you're sucking, you can only improve. You can't get any worse than suck. So if you're a half level above suck, you've already improved. You're a half level better than you were before, because now you're not sucking. You're a half level above the suck line. So let's strive to be a half level above where we're at now. And that is all I have for you today. If you have any comments or if you have any suggestions, concerns, or even thoughts on what my next episode should be like, I'm always open to suggestions. Shoot me a DM on Instagram at anderson.adventures or at solitudeandsingletrack. Either one of those, I check them frequently. If you're listening to this on YouTube, go ahead and give us a like and subscribe. And if you are listening on podcasts, or if you listen to this podcast on like iHeartRadio or Spotify, give us a 5-star rating. That would help us a lot and get us out there to more people to listen to my podcast, if you like it or not, I guess. Anyways, that's all I've got. I'll see you next time.